Logistics and supply chain improvement. Logistics, the movement and handling of goods along the supply chain, can represent a significant portion of an organization's costs. Supply chain management is a larger process that extends to external partners. Improvements in these areas can involve both suppliers and customers. Logistics improvement. More efficient logistics can create competitive advantage by lowering costs and shortening lead times. Logistics can be improved both upstream and downstream. For example, suppliers can reduce a manufacturer's lead time and handling costs by delivering directly to a shop floor, to the point of use. Manufacturers may shorten delivery lead time for retailers by shipping directly to consumers or by employing cross-docking. Cross-docking is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the concept of packing products on incoming shipments so they can be easily sorted at intermediate warehouses or for outgoing shipments based on final destination. The items are carried from the incoming vehicle docking point to the outgoing vehicle docking point without being stored in inventory at the warehouse. SIN. Direct loading. C. Inbound staging. By using cross-docking, retailers such as Walmart have decreased inventory at their distribution centers. Many of the goods never come to rest, but are instead immediately loaded onto outgoing vehicles headed to their retail locations. Third-party logistics, 3PL, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a buyer and supplier team with a third party that provides product delivery services. This third party may provide added supply chain expertise. C. Distribution warehouse, fourth-party logistics, 4PL. For example, a 3PL may deliver supplies to a manufacturer and then deliver finished goods to distribution centers. 3PL relationships are distinctive because they are usually multi-year agreements and often allocate to the supplier a higher level of management and oversight over the logistics process. The advantages of a 3PL relationship include allowing the manufacturer to focus its time on its core competencies. 3PLs can assume different responsibilities, including managing delivery schedules, tracking shipments, and managing inventory levels. This requires a high level of transparency and trust in the relationship. Transferring necessary investments for transportation, for example, trucks, depots, cross-docking warehouses, scheduling software, skilled employees, to the 3PL. Gaining benefit from the 3PL's greater familiarity with cost-saving delivery strategies, for example, combining modes of transportation and delivery issues in particular regions. Note also that there is a related term, fourth-party logistics, 4PL, which involves outsourcing the design and management of the entire logistics function to a general contractor who usually subcontracts out most of the work and then manages the subcontractors. Case study: 3PL and the fast fashion retailer. The fast fashion retailer made the strategic decision to shed its logistics resources, its planners, warehouses, equipment, and employees, and focus its resources instead on product development and marketing. After a year-long process that involved multiple rounds of proposals, interviews, site visits, and negotiations, the organization selected a 3PL provider. This provider leases the organization's existing warehouses and truck fleets and assumes responsibility for domestic and overseas shipping to the retailer stores. The 3PL has a proven track record in cross-docking and warehouse management and special expertise in preparing clothing after bulk shipment to in-store condition, for example, ironing, steaming, labeling. The agreement with the 3PL specifies certain targets, ranges of budgets, delivery lead times that will ensure exact stock levels at the stores, perfect orders, the right items in the right quantity and in good condition. A small department has been set up within the fast fashion firm to communicate with the 3PL, but much of the communication is conducted automatically via enterprise resources planning. Orders are transmitted automatically, and the 3PL ensures that the retailer can track shipments as needed. The retailer also contracts with the 3PL for them to create merchandising displays in their warehouses and ship them to stores. The relationship is reviewed annually against these quantitative targets. The fast fashion retailer also surveys regional and store managers to gather information about the point of sale experience. Supply chain continuous improvement. There are opportunities both upstream and downstream to improve the performance of individual participants and the entire supply chain. These opportunities include the following: projects to achieve mutual goals. For example, a manufacturer might invest in a supplier to support implementation of a new information system that will make the manufacturer's system more efficient. A supplier may commit to obtaining ISO 9000 certification to support a manufacturer's quality program. A large manufacturer may provide financial guidance to a struggling supplier, helping the supplier, but also supporting its supplier network strategy. Processes to improve communication. For example, manufacturers can promptly and fully communicate engineering changes to suppliers affected by the changes. Distributors can be included in manufacturer councils to provide manufacturers with a better sense of customer demand, reactions, and requirements. They can even suggest product development ideas. Sustainable goals across supply chain. For example, Walmart scores its suppliers' packaging practices, which has resulted in significant reductions in greenhouse gas emissions associated with packaging over the years. Improvements in supplier performance can be applied to the buyer's own sustainable performance objectives. Training and technical support downstream. This could be training on management, service, or sales to downstream partners. For example, an engine manufacturer sends product engineers to distributor service centers to discuss diagnostic and repair techniques. It also pledges to express ship parts or even subsidize towing service for trucks that are out of commission on long hauls. Case study. Motorcycle manufacturer dealer integration example. The motorcycle manufacturer sells through a network of dealers. The dealers benefit from the brand and the manufacturer's investment in advertising and dealer services. The manufacturer extends its reach into new geographical markets. The arrangement also gives the manufacturer some control over dealer activity that could affect the perception of its brand. If either side in a strategic alliance is unhappy, the relationship can be dissolved, not easily, but it can be done. The manufacturer would prefer to keep its dealers involved and satisfied with the relationship. Losing a dealer would probably strengthen a competitor, and finding a new dealer willing to commit the necessary resources to support the manufacturer's standards would be time-consuming and expensive. The manufacturer has in the past lent startup funds to dealers at favorable rates. Here are some of the services and collaborative activities the motorcycle manufacturer and its dealer network have developed over the years. A dealer council provides input on product development and advertising. It has a cross-section of dealers, influential and high-volume urban dealers, plus newer and smaller dealers, some in new markets. The manufacturer runs cooperative advertising programs, providing local advertising money and marketing materials. The manufacturer provides technical training on new products and special repair and maintenance topics. Training may be delivered at the facility or online. Business management training is offered for dealers and salespeople. The manufacturer's engineering department has a team dedicated to working with dealers on difficult repair problems. Sometimes this collaboration leads to improved designs in future products.